President Trump is escalating tensions with China over tariffs, threatening to increase some to 25% from a proposed 10% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Because of the Chinese retaliatory tariffs, largely against Trump supporting American farmers, and now there is a new battle line in this trade war between U.S. farm groups and President Trump. A coalition called Farmers for Free Trade has just launched a $2.5 million ad campaign, which includes this anti-tariff TV spot.
Farmers, factory workers, and rural communities are feeling the pain from President Trump's trade war. But one of Trump's top trade advisors says,
the amount of trade that we're affecting with the tariffs is a rounding error.
America's farmers and factory workers are not a rounding error.
We are not a rounding error. Here you now, a media analyst John Carroll is here. John, tell us more about this group.
Okay, this group, Farmers for Free Trade, is a coalition. It's a nonprofit group that's funded by the American Farm Bureau Federation and a number of different commodity groups like the American Soybean Association, the National Pork Producers Coalition. These are products that are particularly hard hit by the tariffs that that Trump's imposed. It's a four-month campaign. It'll be on print. It'll be in print on TV, on radio. There'll be digital advertising. The spot we just heard is running on national cable right now.
Rounding error. Oh, boy. I'm sure someone wishes they could take that back. But there's also a whole voice of the farmer component, and that has personal stories?
Right. There's another national cable spot running that features a Pennsylvania apple orchard owner who talks about how the tariffs make things so uncertain that he really can't plan for the future. And if you go to their website, farmers are able to upload videos of themselves telling their own personal stories.
What's interesting, they may have been working on these ads, but they came out after President Trump offered that $12 billion bailout for farmers who were being harmed by this trade war, soybean farmers and such. This would be direct payments. The government would buy up excess supplies, but we're reading accounts of farmers saying they don't want that handout. Have you, though, seen any ads in support of the tariffs?
There was an ad that ran in March from the Alliance for American Manufacturing. It urged President Trump to keep his promise, protect the steel industry. It was basically looking for tariffs.
Yeah, well, but no ads recently from farmers in support of tariffs.
No, I don't think you'll see those anytime soon.
Right. Another voice we just want to say we're hearing in this anti-tariff skirmish, Ronald Reagan, a group called Republicans Fighting Tariffs, has rolled out a spot that uses clips from a 1988 Reagan radio address on free trade. Listen.
Trade is the source of our prosperity. In recent years, the trade deficit led some misguided politicians to call for protectionism, warning that otherwise we would lose jobs. But when America's total trade has increased, American jobs have also increased.
And his next line is, our peaceful trading partners are not our enemies. And over that, you see the photo of Trump with his arms crossed, ignoring Angela Merkel at the G7 summit. You know, this is aimed at Donald Trump.
Right, it is. And the last line, the kicker is, the expansion of the international economy is not a foreign invasion. It's an American triumph. And I think that goes directly to the message they're trying to send to Donald Trump, that this protectionism is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, and some of these spots are coming from the industrialist, the Koch brothers, and President Trump ignited a Twitter war with them this week because of that.
Right, he called them a total joke, but they have $400 million for this election cycle, so I don't think that's so funny.
Not funny. John Carroll, media analyst for Here Now. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.